You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. All whining aside, the real economy does have some issues worth discussing this morning. It's been quite a week. There have been mixed signals on the employment front and the retail front. But the big story this morning is really the state of the largest issuers of mortgages to most middle-class Americans, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. You may or may not have noticed, but their stock value has lost 80% of its value over the last several weeks. 17-year lows for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and the financial sector is struggling to assure investors that the two mortgage issuers are not on the verge of bankruptcy. Joining us now is Gretchen Morgenson, who's assistant business and financial editor of The New York Times and author of the New York Times Market Watch column. Gretchen, thanks for being with us.
Anytime.
Let's begin with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. First of all, what do they need? And broadly, what reassurance do investors need that they're actually not headed for some sort of catastrophic failure, which, of course, would ripple through the financial sector?
Well, you have to first understand that these are companies that are sort of quasi-governmental. They're part private and part, government-based. They are very important, in fact, crucial to the mortgage lending industry. They are the ones that finance a lot of home mortgages. So I think they have almost $6 trillion in mortgages that they are, you know, either guaranteeing or financing. It is therefore really, really important that they continue to operate. Unfortunately, they have been operating with a very, very thin amount of capital, you know, as a sort of cushion, sort of as a rainy day fund almost, in case there are failures or problems with the mortgages that they've financed. And it's become clear that that capital has to increase.
And part of the reason for that is that the mortgages that they hold, which they often or partly offer as collateral or sort of put on the asset side of their balance sheet, are declining in value for the same reason that property values are declining in value, right?
Well, exactly. They are having some of the same problems that you've read about for now over a year in the rest of the financial sector. The banks have been writing off mortgage losses like crazy. Mortgage lenders have been going out of business right and left. So, you know, it's not a surprise that they would be having some of the same problems. What seem to have racked investors this week is the sudden realization that these companies need a ton more capital than they have, and as their stocks are plunging, that means that the existing shareholders are going to have their stakes diluted massively, meaning that your holding is going to be, you know, divvied up much more because new investors are going to have to come in and put more money in.
So, weeks ago, we saw how decisively Ben Bernanke came in and rescued the investment banking sector that was stuck with the subprime problems, even though Bear Stearns went down. The opening of the discount window to investment banks seemed to solve that problem for now. Speaking yesterday, Ben Bernanke addressed the issue of what to do about Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae.
Strong holding company oversight is essential, and thus, in my view, the Congress should consider requiring consolidated supervision of those firms and providing the regulator the authority to set standards for capital, liquidity holdings, and risk management.
Now, that sounds much more opaque and difficult to understand, rescuing Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, than the investment bank problem was.
Well, the problem is that, they have had a regulator all these years, and the regulator has been unwilling to regulate. I think that is probably the most distressing thing that investors have learned in this entire disaster, and that is that the regulators are really asleep at the switch throughout this this whole period. You know, the mortgage lending boom was just allowed to go on. People were given loans that they should never have had, 100% financing, even more. It's really just been a very disturbing period for those who believe that capitalism is a very good system, but it needs to be regulated as well.
Gretchen, on the consumer level, who should be most worried? Those who hold a mortgage right now from Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, or those who are looking to get a mortgage from either one of the companies?
I think that the immediate impact of this is going to be felt most on the shareholders of the companies, but also on those people who are looking to finance a home, as you say, to get a mortgage. Those who already have a mortgage with Fannie Mae are really not at all imperiled. I think, though, that the problems of these companies are going to have a very big ripple effect across the entire home mortgage industry. So, because they've really been the only game in town since this problem really blew onto center stage.
Well, Gretchen, we've got to go, but I just want to ask you one thing. Are you one of the whiners Phil Graham is talking about? Is it you? Is it really you, Gretchen?
There are a lot of people who would say that, but listen, I'm just trying to be a truth teller here.
Gretchen Morgenson, assistant business and financial editor of the New York Times and author of the New York Times Market Watch column. Adora?
We're going to call her Gretchen the truth teller.
Truth teller.
Morgenson.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.